You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office and State Police responded to a two-vehicle crash at around 10:30 Wednesday morning on Homer Road north of Highway 531 near Old Arcadia Road, involving a passenger vehicle and a tractor-trailer rig. One injury was reported. Minden Police and the Minden Fire Department Rescue Squad responded to a two-vehicle crash at around 3 o'clock Wednesday afternoon near the intersection of Homer Road and Fincher. One occupant had to be extracted from one of the vehicles involved and was hospitalized for injuries. Minden City Police report one arrest and outstanding warrants. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reported an arrest for criminal trespass, resisting an officer, and failure to appear, and one arrest reported by the Sheriff's Office on an outstanding warrant for driving under suspension. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office is searching for a suspect in connection with an attempted murder event. The Sheriff's Office in Bossier is searching for Elvin Trejo Martinez in connection with an altercation that occurred on February 16th in Bossier Parish, where a victim suffered several knife wounds. Anyone knowing the whereabouts of Martinez is asked to contact the Bossier Sheriff's Office at 965-2203 or your local law enforcement agency. Today, partly sunny with a high near 79, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance for showers overnight, low 52, northeast wind gust to 25 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers Friday, high 57, northeast wind gust to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy Friday night, low 54, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance for a shower Saturday, high 74. Cloudy Saturday night, low near 61, and that's the forecast. In a session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Lane Pittard, Corrine Campbell pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial September 18th. Fabio Cantu Jr. pleaded not guilty to home improvement fraud and will stand trial May 15th. Sylvester Coleman pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer with force and will stand trial June 19th. Kweisi Corley Jr. pleaded not guilty to home invasion and will stand trial July 24th. Brian Keith Fish pleaded not guilty to second-degree battery, aggravated second-degree battery, and false imprisonment with a weapon and will stand trial July 24th. Chauncey Grant pleaded not guilty to aggravated flight from an officer and will stand trial September 18th. Theus Dominique Jenkins pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial September 18th. Adam LaPrairie pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial July 24th. Jacquez Lott pleaded not guilty to illegal use of a weapon and will stand trial September 18th. Devon Millerobian pleaded not guilty to DWI third offense and resisting an officer with force and will stand trial September 18th. Garrett Nelson entered a plea of not guilty to obstructing a highway and will stand trial August 14th. Alex Odom pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer and possession of marijuana or synthetic cannabinoids and will stand trial at a later date. Charles Rayner pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Audrey Rosie Powell pleaded not guilty to distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial June 19th. Brian Lester Sims pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial June 19th. Jason Scott Watson pleaded not guilty to unauthorized use of a movable, less than $1,000, and will stand trial at a later date. The court revoked the probation of Mary Ann Woodall, who was ordered to serve sentence for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, and was also sentenced to 6 months in jail for simple battery, with the sentencing to run concurrent. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Larry Willis for failure to appear, Gregory Robinson, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, illegal use of a firearm with a controlled dangerous substance, and theft, Cheney Jarmany, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, Contravian Washington, possession of stolen firearms, possession of marijuana, failure to register a vehicle. Andrew Carey Gibbs, criminal trespass, resisting an officer. DeQuincy Jones, domestic abuse battery with strangulation and child endangerment. Aaron Hickingbottom, failure to appear. Eric Robinson, malfeasance in office, criminal conspiracy to introduce contraband to a corrections center, possession of cocaine, possession of tramadol, possession of meth with intent to distribute, possession of crack cocaine, possession of hydrocodone, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, synthetic marijuana, introducing contraband to a corrections center, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Minden Housing Authority announces that applications for the City of Minden are available online now through March 13th. This will be to be placed on the waiting list only, and this is for units inside the Minden city limits. You'll need to create an account online to apply. The website to apply is mindenha.housingmanager.com. The guest speaker at today's meeting of the Minden Lions Club is Judge Sherb Sintel III. Judge Sintel presides over Minden Ward 1 City Court that serves Minden, Sibley, Heflin, Dixie End, Doyleen, and Dubberly. The court handles criminal, traffic, juvenile, and civil procedures, including small claims, damage suits, evictions, money and or property recovery claims, and suits on notes or accounts up to $35,000. He's also a Brigadier General in the U.S. Army Reserve. His topic today will be juvenile detention. The Minden Lions Club meets each Thursday at noon at the American Legion Home on Pine Street. Piney Hills, Louisiana Master Gardeners will present its annual Buds and Blooms event Saturday at First United Methodist Church. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. Lectures will be held from 9 till noon. There'll also be door prizes and food. Tickets cost $15 per person. Speakers include Terry Jacobson of Red River National Wildlife Refuge. The topic will be landscaping for birds. Also, guest speakers include Billy Hummer of the Hummer & Sons Honey and Tony and Carol Mullins of Sarepta Brown Cotton. Proceeds will be used for the 4-H Youth Gardening Contest and 4-H Scholarships. For information, call 318-245-0329. Funeral services for Evelyn McKinnon are scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning in the Roseneath Chapel. Burial will follow in the Gardens of Memory. Visitation is today at 5 p.m. and 8 a.m. Friday morning in Roseneath Chapel. Survivors include a daughter, Deborah Mathern, a son, Delvin McKinnon, three sisters, Norma Dowings, Patsy Brandt, and Kay Taverner, a brother, Larry Stallsworth, eight grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Francis Edward Ed Kennan, Jr., age 84, are scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday at First United Methodist Church, with Reverend David Dietzel officiating. A visitation is scheduled for 1 p.m. Saturday at the church up until service time. A private burial service will follow. Ed Kennan served as the Public Service Commissioner for 12 years, beginning in 1973. Survivors include his wife, Brenda Evans Kennan, a daughter, Carrie Melissa Kennan, and a brother, Mike Kennan. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code of 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a refrigerator for $65, 707-3397. They have a refrigerator for sale, $65, 707-3397. They have for sale clothing, shoes, and household items. They said they're trying to get rid of it, get it out of their house. It's all going $3 each. For information, call 0566. Clothes, shoes, household items, all for sale, 0566. For sale, a 2001 Chevy Cavalier. It will need a motor. They're asking $600. And they're looking to buy a car with an automatic transmission, priced between $1,500 to $2,000. They're at 382-3985. A 2001 Cavalier needs motor for $600, and they're looking to buy a car with an automatic somewhere between $1,500 to $2,000. 382-3985. Wanted someone who could help with social media. Call 5217. Wanted someone to help with social media. They're at 5217. For sale, a male registered Mastiff dog, 390-2167. For sale, a male registered Mastiff, 390-2167. They have some oak firewood for sale. You can buy it all for $40, but you must load it. For information, call 584-0638. They have some oak firewood to sell. You can buy the whole load for $40. You load. 584-0638. Wanted, a Chihuahua. 423-4051. That's wanted, a Chihuahua dog. They're at 423-4051. A quantity of miscellaneous items for sale. You can buy it all for $60. To find out more, call 299-0943. A quantity of miscellaneous items to sell. $60 will buy it all. Call 299-0943. A furnished room available for rent, $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. Please leave message. That's a furnished room for rent. It's $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. Please leave message if no answer. For sale, a Kawasaki four-wheeler for parts. $75, 305 Martin Luther King Drive. That's a Kawasaki four-wheeler for sale, four parts. They're asking $75. It can be seen at 305 Martin Luther King Drive. For sale, a king-size mattress and box spring for $225. A queen-size mattress and box spring for $150. And they have an inversion table $75, all at 518-2432. That's for sale, a king-size mattress and box spring, $225. Queen-size mattress and box spring foundation, $150. And a teeter-type inversion table, $75, 518-2432.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.